You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hardwood floor. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Authorities in New York are investigating how two murderers obtained power tools they used to break out of a prison. It appears they cut through steel walls and pipes to break through the bricks at the 150-year-old Clinton Correctional Facility. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC's Today Show that an investigation is being held.
We're going through the civilian employees and the private contractors first. I'd be shocked if a correction guard was involved in this, but they definitely had help. Otherwise, they couldn't have done this on their own.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of 34-year-old David Sweat and 48-year-old Richard Matt. U.S. stocks are mostly lower in early trading, led by declines in energy sectors as the price of oil fell again. Chevron dropped 0.8%. Authorities in Boston say they are releasing the video of the shooting of Usama Rahim, who was killed last week after he drew a knife on police officers as they were trying to question him about his alleged terror ties. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports on whether sponsors will flee FIFA in light of the current scandal.
The FIFA scandal hasn't cost soccer's governing body any sponsors, and it might not.
Because they know in a second one of their competitors would be in and push them out.
NYU sports professor Robert Boland says sponsors are not about to walk away from world soccer's enormous audience, but they are likely to demand more controls on their money.
I don't think any sponsor of any major sporting event around the world has the ability to plead willful ignorance from now on.
Some sponsors established relationships with FIFA instead of players because players get hurt or they misbehave. That decision's not looking so good right now. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Montana woman says the FBI interviewed her about allegations her brother had a sexual relationship with Dennis Hastert while the former House Speaker was a high school wrestling coach and her brother was a student. Jolene Burge tells the AP her brother told her before he died in 1995 that the abuse lasted all through high school. A federal indictment alleges Hastert agreed to pay $3.5 million to someone in Yorkville, Illinois, to keep quiet about prior misconduct. Iran and Saudi Arabia have entered an OPEC meeting in Vienna declaring they will not cede authority to the organization over how much oil they can sell. The 12-nation cartel is expected to keep the official output target of 30 million barrels a day, but comments from the Iranian and Saudi oil ministers suggest that overproduction will continue even if it ends up oversupplying markets and driving down prices. I'm Kelly Sloan and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 73 degrees. And once I put my glasses on, because I'm old, I'll be able to tell you what's going on. This afternoon is a 20% chance, a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 67. And on tomorrow, Tuesday, a 60% chance of showers likely with a high of 83. And looking to Tuesday night, it's going to be scattered thunderstorms with a low of 61. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is normally Dave Disney's Musical Hour, but as you probably know, Dave is on a medical leave, and I'm sitting in, and I'm not a big music fan, not like my guest is, and I like to talk. So I usually get myself a few guests, and we sit and talk. So we'll be here for the next hour. My guest today is Susan Rose, who is a DJ down at WDVR.
Hey, Richard. Thanks.
Susan, yeah. I haven't seen you in a long time. I was glad to get that email from you.
Oh, yeah. Still doing the music. Still doing the same old.
Playing the bluegrass in the morning.
Bluegrass in the morning, yeah. Early morning.
Tell everybody what time your show's on.
Oh, 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. every Wednesday. And I'll mix up the bluegrass. And you never know what you're going to hear. I dish it up for you. A little humor here and there. And we just have a lot of fun on Wednesday mornings.
As I said before, I'm not big on playing music, mm-hmm. only because I get bored. And I tell you what used to drive me crazy. I used to do that all night diner.
That's right. Yeah.
And that thing goes on for 5 hours all night, and you're in the studio all by yourself. Though there used to, thank God, there was a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of phone calls. In fact, I told you a story there. You've probably gotten a phone call from CJ before.
Right. Right. Yeah.
The first night I did it, CJ must have called 10 times and requested stuff, and I was playing stuff. And finally, about 5 o'clock, I said, CJ, why don't you just go to bed? And CJ said, well, it's hard for me because my husband just died.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, let's talk. So I just let the music play.
Right, yeah.
And her and I talked, and after that, I used to get CDs from CJ.
I used to get
all kinds of stuff from her.
Oh, yep. She's still there. She does her thing. She texts now.
Oh, she texts now.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's all right.
That wouldn't work for me because I don't carry a phone.
But she'll have a request now and then. And
Oh, yeah. I used to talk to her. She used to call me when I used to do the Sunday night show sometimes, or mm-hmm. there for a while. I did it from, 9 to midnight, and then closed the station. Put the all night on and close the station.
Yeah.
But CJ used to call in during that.
Mm-hmm.
There were good days down there.
You
know. And WDVR is a member of the chamber, so mm-hmm. we're very happy that they're a part of what we do here.
Yes, and we think the chamber's wonderful. It's great.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. I've always been impressed by WDVR. Unfortunately, we were just talking about it, and I think most of the people out there that hear me know this because I've reported it. We lost the owner.
Yeah.
I guess, what, 6 weeks ago?
May 20th. March 20th.
March 20th,
March 20th, yeah.
And he was the guy that has the idea. Now, you said you've been there 10 years.
I think
the station's been on the air for 26, hasn't it?
We just celebrated 25.
25.
So we're going into the 26th
year. Okay. Yeah. And I used to say, and this is one of the things, we're on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm.
WDVR is one of those stations that got on the internet like a lot of other FM stations did.
Yeah.
And I used to say, that makes this little mom and pop radio station, which is what it was.
Yes, yes.
into an international station.
That's right, all around the world.
People would be listening. In fact, the next hour, I'm going to be filling in for Larry Cartwright, and he has people that listen in Australia.
See that? Yeah.
And that's all over. That's amazing.
Yes.
But that's the internet. That's
what it, yeah.
The internet, for all the bad things that people say about it, has a lot of good things to it,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm. Big connection. Mm.
Yeah, it makes this world just a little bit smaller.
Mm.
Incredibly small. So how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I know you had heart surgery.
Oh, yeah. I had the aortic valve replacement.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was right before I came here.
Yes, but everything is good with the heart. Can't complain. Cardiologist loves the numbers and blood pressure, and I feel good
Are you taking a lot of medicine for that or not?
I take a couple.
Yeah,
a couple.
I take a lot. I had two surgeries.
Oh, boy.
But I had bypass 16 years ago, and they took the stuff out of my arm. Well, then they found out those don't work. So they had to replace them.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So about 10 years ago, they replaced them. Because I was telling the doctor, I'm feeling just about as bad as I used to feel.
Oh, see that?
And he said, that can't be. and then he went in and looked and said, "Oh, they all flattened. So you're gonna have to do this again."
Oh boy!
And it was crazy because I was in the hospital and they thinned my blood, so they said you're gonna have to go home for about 10 days so that your blood gets thicker, so that we can do this. So I had to sit around for 10 days waiting to go back in.
Boy, and you're not one to sit around.
No, it was tough for me. But since that time, knock on wood, everything's been fine. But I take an awful lot of medicine because I have very high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. It runs in my family. Mm-hmm. High blood pressure.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things. I do the medical show every week. In fact, at 3 o'clock today, I'll be doing a medical show. And we talked about high blood pressure and those things. And I keep telling people, just get a blood test.
Yes.
Because you can't tell you've got it.
Right.
But if they give you that blood test, they can tell you.
That's right. It tells a lot. Oh.
And don't be like me and thought, well, I'm fine. All my life, I never went to the doctor or anything. And then suddenly, something was wrong. And I should have been going in and having physicals every year.
Yes, yes.
And maybe I would have avoided having to do that surgery.
See that? Yeah, I'm always going to the doc.
I go twice a year now.
It's for the best.
Twice a year. Every 6 months, I go see the cardiologist and they check my numbers, and they take blood, and they check all that. And so far, as I said, knock on wood, everything's going fine.
That's good. That's good.
But probably 10 years ago, I might not be here.
Gee whiz!
It's just the way things have gotten better.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I'm amazed.
Now I know you came to me when you were going to have your heart surgery and asked me what I thought.
Yes, yes.
And I hoped I calmed you down a little, because I tell you, it can be nerve wracking.
Oh, it was just that the doctor was so nonchalant about it. It's like, oh, it's no big deal. And I'm thinking, yeah, you're not the one going under. And whenever you say heart, and it was like, wow.
Yeah, you think it's...
You think the worst. But I was in and out. If I was there 5 days.
I know.
And then I went home and, just took it easy and things healed. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, the first
amazing.
The first one I had it on a Monday, and I went home on Thursday.
Whew.
And one of the things they told me, and they told, I don't know, did you have it done in Morristown?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
They usually say, get up and walk.
Yes, yes, they had me walking.
And just walk, and that's what I was doing. In fact, I walked too far one time.
Uh-oh.
And I went off, because they had that monitor on me. And I flatlined on the screens, and
running. Oh,
they came running looking for me. They said, oh, no, don't go past these doors. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. But, yeah, just get up and walk.
You got it, yeah.
And then you, and continue doing that when you go home.
Yes, yes. And then they even put me through a little bit of, I guess we call it rehab.
Yeah.
I went a
little bit to rehab, and I didn't particularly like it, so I just didn't go back. I got to do some commercials. We'll come back.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll talk to Susan. We'll find out what her show's about, first of all, and things like that. But we'll be right back after this.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member. For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is normally Dave Disney's musical hour, but Dave is out on medical leave, and hopefully he's going to be back by the end of this month. He's been out for a long time. He had knee surgery, and it didn't go well. So he's getting things taken care of. I'm sitting in for him, and I'm here with Susan Rose, who is a DJ at WDVR. Do you do you work at all?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I was just curious, because I don't think I ever knew if you had a job or...
Oh, gee, I've had many in the past, but right now, taking it easy. But like you, Richard, I do a little artwork here and there on my own. And
okay.
I usually give gifts to family of my creation, so to speak, but I've got enough to keep me busy.
Okay. I know I'm being nosy, but that's what you got to be if you're running an interview.
That's right. Yep. Oh, no, I take care of my hound dogs. And
that's right. How many dogs do you have?
Three right now. Two of the blue tick coon hounds and a small one that's a mix between a beagle and hound, another type of hound. Scent hounds. Their noses are always working.
Sure, sure. We just got a little puppy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, my daughter came up from North Carolina and brought the puppy, and it's a mix of a poodle and another kind of little tiny dog, so he's not going to be very big.
Oh, okay.
And I named him Killer, and he's doing well. He goes outside when I'm leaving and nobody else is there. I tell him, come on, you got to get in your cage. And he goes over and gets in his cage and lays down.
Good, good.
And he's doing okay. But the responsibility of, we have two cats, and the cats take care of themselves. You know, they
right.
They ignore this dog. The dog wants to play with them, and they just get lost.
Aww.
You know, and they're older, and they don't care. But at one time, we used to have horses, ducks, mm-hmm. chickens, geese.
Right.
Used to get pigs in the spring, butcher
oh,
them in the
boy.
Fall.
Oh, boy.
And all that. And I'm so glad I don't have any of that to worry about.
Oh, it's a lot of work. It's
especially in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Going out, carrying water and
frozen air, the snow's on the ground, wind blowing, you're freezing your hands off.
And it's dark in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I don't have to get up and do any of that anymore. But we do have this little puppy who is actually, he's doing okay. I think he's about 3 months old.
Oh,
now.
He's a young one, yeah.
Yeah, he's still young. But he's not going to be real big. He's probably not more than 6 pounds at this point.
Oh, my gosh. He's a little thing. He's a squeaky toy.
He's just a little guy with this curly hair. And that's why I named him Killer. I thought that works okay.
That's good.
But and he's really good at riding in the car. He likes to lay in the back seat.
Okay,
he
good.
He just lays there.
Oh.
And I've taken him a couple places with me. But and then I just put his leash on and he walks.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the last dog we had must have died about 2 years ago. But we had two dogs and they both lived 18, 19 years.
Wow, that's good. Long.
Yeah, they lived a long time, and I think it's because they spent a lot of time running around outside and then living in the house, but they weren't, you know, they loved to go out. The one dog loved to go out during the day and wouldn't want to come back in until nighttime. She would just, and she had a path around all 7 acres of our property.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And she'd run it.
Like
she was patrolling. And then she'd come back and lay. And she was a little, what do you used to call a rat terrier?
Okay,
she was like a little terrier.
She wasn't
a big dog. The other dog was pretty big, and he was just a mutt.
Oh, they're all right, those mutts.
But he lived quite a long time, and then finally, one day, just didn't wake up.
Yeah. Mm. Gee whiz, yeah. They're great friends, these dogs.
Well, that dog slept always on the floor next to my son's bed. He was my son's dog. My son picked him out when he was real small, and from that point on, he hung around my son.
That's neat.
And so when he finally passed, he passed on that night, sleeping on the floor next to my son.
See that? Oh my!
So, but my son always said he wanted to get a beagle.
Oh, okay.
Because even as a little boy, he liked Snoopy.
Okay, yeah, scent hound. There's something else. That nose just leads them on.
Yeah.
And you got to hold a good rein on them because...
Oh, I bet.
They want to sniff. Don't matter if they're 20 pounds, 30 pounds. They're going to pull you, but they're good dogs.
Yeah. Well, we got this dog, and he's probably going to be around. Maybe he might outlive me. Who knows? Little killer.
Oh, killer. That's a good one.
And he's a tiny guy, and he's going to be tiny, which is fine.
That's all right. They're fine.
Yeah.
If you have to, just scoop him up anytime.
Well, I can just pick him up like this, you know, and just put him right under one arm. And but he's very gentle.
Oh, good.
Just very, and he's not real hyper or anything.
Oh, that is good. Yeah.
So he's very gentle. When I watch movies at night, he usually comes in and lays on me.
Okay, that's a sweetie. Good. Oh,
sleeps.
That's great.
So he'll watch to see if I'm going in to get in the chair. And if I am, then he follows me in. And when I sit down, he comes running up and jumps on.
And he's only 3 months old. Oh, he's trained already.
And he just lays there and goes to sleep. And we watch movies together, or I watch the movie, he sleeps. Anyway, so now... You do a show once a week down at WDVR, which is 89.7 for those that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess WDVRFM.com, is that?
That's it.
Yeah.
.org, I'm sorry.
.org.
O-R-G.
See, I used to do the website. I should have remembered that. But I've been gone for almost 5 years.
For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can go on the internet and listen to them also. Mm-hmm. But you do a show, and you do a music show, right?
I do music, yes.
And what kind of music?
Oh, it's bluegrass. And I try to keep traditional. Some of the, there's more modern bluegrass, but if it's too loud, too much drum or something in there, I stay away from it.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't know that much about bluegrass, but it seems like to me that new country western has become almost like old rock and roll.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I agree
now,
on that.
Is bluegrass changing that way too? Or?
Not as fast, no.
Yeah, because when I used to have to do the all-night diner, they wanted country western. Though I'd slip in a little Bob Dylan now and then.
Of course. He's but, all right.
But I always played the old guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I always played the old guys.
Yeah.
And there was a group that I saw once in New York City that I always liked called Asleep at the Wheel.
Okay, yeah.
I used to play them a lot.
That's all right, sure. Yeah.
But I didn't play the new, you know.
Yeah, I just can't get the feel for that new stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that you got that gal, Taylor Swift. She's sort of pop.
I would call her that, even though I know people call her country.
No, it's not the country I grew up with. Let's put it that way.
I think she's a cutie.
Yeah, she's a young girl. Yeah
she's a cutie, but I would call her more.
More
rock or something.
Yeah. I go for the twangy stuff, the banjo, the fiddle, and it's the way I was brought up. You know, mom listened to it. Now,
Did people in your family play?
We don't have any musicians right now, no. But music's a big thing in the family. Everybody has their station they like. And
almost every one of my cousins played some kind of musical instruments. And when they'd get together for family picnics and stuff, they'd all be playing like crazy.
Yeah.
And I was the only one that didn't. I did artwork. And I couldn't do artwork while they're playing.
No.
But a lot of them, and I had an aunt that would just play piano by ear.
Wow. That's good.
Say, let me hear it once and I can play it.
Woo, that's great.
And she'd play it by ear. Her son, all through high school, was in the band, and he was the substitute for if anybody wasn't there, he would play. If the tuba guy wasn't there, he'd play the tuba.
That's talent.
And he would just go back and forth to play different instruments.
Wow, that's talent. Mm.
But and my mother sang in a country western band.
Oh.
That's how my father met her. He was at a square dance, and she was singing in the band, and he said, I think I'm going to marry that singer.
Oh, boy.
But she sang in a country western band. Then when she got older, she sang at church.
Okay, yeah.
Sang with a four-person group at church.
Wow.
But, I grew up with hearing music, people playing music all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, yes. And, I can read music. I can read sheet music. And,
okay.
But, I don't know, maybe because my fingers are small, holding the guitar, it's like, you know, I'm just too short-fingered.
Yeah, that could be.
But I still love music.
Well, my son, this is my son from Korea, plays the guitar, the ukulele, the harmonica, the saxophone, the piano.
Wow.
And he writes his own music and then plays all the instruments and puts them all together.
Oh, what a talent. Wow.
And that's not what he's going to school for, but that's what he likes to do.
That's creative. Yeah.
And he just picked up the guitar one day and said, well, I think I could play this.
Jeez.
And then he came home and said, I bought a ukulele, and he started playing a Beatles song on the ukulele. I said,
wow, that is talent.
So I said to him, look, you got to get a mandolin.
Yeah.
And that would be... But he has the, I don't know what the bar is, it's called, that puts the harmonica up to your mouth while you're playing the guitar.
Oh,
so he can
gosh.
Play the harmonica at the same time.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I could do that. I can't even walk and chew gum at the same time.
I'll tell you what, there's a different guitar in every room of our house.
Whoa.
Because whenever he's in one room, he's got the guitar.
Oh, wow.
And he in fact, goes to Keene College, and he's now, he's doing a class over the summer, two classes over the summer, and there's a split time and there's a big time in between. I think he's performing. He takes his guitar now.
Good for him. Wow.
So he's hanging around wherever in the student union and playing for people.
Good. Wow. That's all right.
But I said, well, there's nothing wrong with passing the time like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got a break for some news. You'll hang out for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back with Susan Rose right after this. Right after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is in Germany at the G7 summit. The group discussed many subjects, including cybersecurity.
This problem is not going to go away. It is going to accelerate. And that means that we have to be as nimble, as aggressive, and as well-resourced as those who are trying to break into these systems.
They also discussed the problem of ISIS in Iraq.
We don't yet have a complete strategy because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well about how recruitment takes place, how that training takes place.
During the summit, all sides agreed that Iran must curb its nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. The deadline for a deal is June 30th. Meanwhile, in Tehran, Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian is back in court for the second closed-door hearing in his espionage trial. U.S. officials have criticized his arrest. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Clean up with deals on top-quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy-to-install clit strand bamboo for $249. It's 2 times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Authorities in New York are investigating how two murderers obtained power tools they used to break out of prison. It appears they cut through steel walls and pipes to break through the bricks of the 150-year-old Clinton Correctional Facility. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC's Today Show that the two escapees left behind a taunting smiley face note.
They had a little bit of the comedian in them.
A $100,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt. Boston police have released the video of the shooting of Obama Rahim. He was shot by officers last week after he came toward them with a knife.
Media and technology have taken communication to an unprecedented level. It becomes easier than ever for rumor, speculation, and inaccurate information to fill the vacuum.
That was Suffolk County DA Daniel Conley, who says they wanted to get the correct information out. Officers were trying to question Rahim over alleged terror ties. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
The cost of global conflict is usually determined if the conflict actually occurs. But as USA's Ron Taylor reports, peace would offer a hefty payoff.
Israelis and Palestinians would gain billions of dollars from making peace with each other, while both would face daunting economic losses in case of other alternatives, particularly a case of a return to violence. The RAND Corporation, a U.S.-based nonprofit research organization, released a new study Monday where they interviewed some 200 officials from the region and elsewhere during more than 2 years of research into the costs of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Its main finding was that following a peace agreement, Israelis stood to gain $120 billion over the course of a decade. The Palestinians would gain $50 billion. In contrast, the Israeli economy would lose some $250 billion in foregone economic opportunities and a return to violence. And the Palestinians would see their per capita gross domestic product fall by as much as 46%. The findings are in line with long-term arguments that peace is in the economic interest of both sides. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
A midnight deadline looms for people and businesses claiming economic harm or property damage resulting from the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. More than 328,000 claims have been filed so far. A Dallas-area police officer is now on leave after a confrontation this weekend during a pool party. He was captured on video pushing a teenage girl to the ground and pulling a gun. Police were called after a resident of a quiet community called to complain that non-residents were swimming in the pool. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 73 degrees. This afternoon, there's a 40% chance of showers with a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 67. And on Tuesday, 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tuesday night, 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a low of 61. And just looking ahead, Wednesday, they're saying sunny with a high of 85, but you know how that can change. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, and my guest today is Susan Rose, who is one of the major DJs down at WDVR. She's been there 10 years.
Thank you. Thank you.
And does a bluegrass show every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m. till 9 a.m.
I remember doing, it used to be Monday mornings. I remember sitting in a couple of times for maybe, what was his name, Dave McDade?
Oh, yeah.
Is he still there?
Dave's still there, yeah. Going on strong, yeah.
And I remember doing the 6 to 9. And he usually plays big band stuff, though.
Big band, and yeah. Glenn Miller, and I get a kick because he calls it Miller time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dave had heart surgery
Yeah,
a while back.
Yeah, he seems to be doing fine, looks good. And
another voice from WDVR who visits me regularly here is Jack McDade.
Oh, yes.
And Jack comes in frequently when he's doing, usually coming in to promote one of his shows he's doing at the library or something.
Yeah.
But we talk about old music, and sometimes he brings, I was going to say CJ, but that's not her. That's not the initials. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he brings her in, and we talk. But it's always nice to hear Jack. And for those people who don't know, Jack was the first guest on the first Dick Clark American Bandstand show.
Yeah.
So, and when Dick Clark died, Jack was called into today's show.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Because him and Dick remained good friends throughout the years, and Dick Clark was the kind of guy that liked to write letters.
Mm,
so
yeah.
Jack's got a stack of letters from Dick
Clark.
Oh,
gee.
I told Jack, if the roadshow comes,
yeah,
you ought to take those down there and see what they're worth so you could at least insure them.
Sure. Yeah.
See what they think a bunch of letters from Dick Clark over the years is like.
That's worth. That's amazing.
But yeah, he's a good guy.
He is. He's a character. I like when he'll get you talking and all of a sudden it turns it into a joke and he always gets me.
He's always got those kind of ridiculous jokes. But
but he makes you laugh, and that's all right.
He's got a good following. He's got a lot of people to come to see him when he does these live performances. He also sings the national anthem down at the Thunder, and he also does it at the Patriots.
Yes, very good voice. Yes,
yeah. So, I was watching the Belmont. Saturday, and they play Frank Sinatra doing New York, New York, and I said, well, maybe that's Jack Jack McDade ought to be out there.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. He'd do real well.
Singing. Because he sounds a lot like Sinatra and does Sinatra well.
He does, yeah.
But anyway, we're just kind of reminiscing here because I did spend a few years down at WDVR. Mm-hmm. Though it was kind of crazy because I didn't see you that often because we never followed each other on
right.
any shows.
We were different times.
We were different
times.
Days and
yes.
different times.
Yes,
We'd see each other at various gatherings.
Events and things,
yeah,
sure.
They would
yes.
go on. But I didn't see you, and I don't know if people understand that, but the people you usually see are the people that's doing the show right before you mm-hmm. and the people
and
right,
right
after you.
After, sure.
And you'd see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did two or three different shows, so I
oh,
used
yeah,
to
you,
see.
Oh, yeah, you did a lot there. That's right.
I used to move around a lot, and I used to see a lot of people. But, those were good times at
mm-hmm.
WDVR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they still are.
They still are. I'm comfortable. When I get in, I kind of open shop in the morning.
That's right.
So there's
and you
nobody
do that 6 o'clock show.
Me.
Yeah, there's nobody before you. And you kind of take the overnight off and,
mm-hmm.
and play the Star Spangled Banner
do
and all
this,
that kind
yes.
of stuff.
Oh, the Pledge of Allegiance and, yeah. And then the fellow after me, he's good. He's, you know, we have the two studios, so it's pretty easy now to.
Well, I loved it when they started, though I used to like the new studio
mm-hmm,
better
mm-hmm.
than the old one.
That I like the new one, yes.
Yeah, I didn't like the CD players in the old
right,
studio.
Right, they're still there.
Yeah, well, and what maybe we ought to mention to people, what we had there was two separate studios, so what we have here is one studio, and why we break and do the news gives the next show a chance to come in and get things organized.
Mm.
But there... You could sit in the other studio while the other show's going on in the other studio,
right.
and when it was ready, you just pushed a button.
Press a button.
And you're the live studio.
That's it, yeah.
And if you really wanted to mess with somebody, you just keep pressing that button. But no, that really, and we're in temporary headquarters here. We've talked about when we move into a major spot or whatever, mm. we may do that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We may have two studios because it is
yeah.
it is a lot more comfortable.
It is, yes. Ease into it, yeah.
And part of it is, too, when especially if I'm doing, and we do all talk here, if I'm doing talk, maybe when the show's over, I still want to talk to the people.
Right, right, right.
So if you're in the studio, you can just sit there.
Yes, yes.
You can sit there and talk to them. But that was... When Frank put that, and I was amazed. Now, we're talking about Frank Naparano, who started this station, passed away back in March.
March, yeah.
I watched him wire all that.
Mm. He'd get right down on the floor.
He knew all that.
Oh.
I said, Frank, how the hell do you know where all these wires are going?
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah, mm. And he wired all the studios, did
yeah.
everything, and I was just amazed watching him put that together.
Yes, wow.
And oh. Frank was not, well, Frank was on the air now and then, but Frank was not the front person there. When his wife was alive, Jenny was more
Jenny,
the front.
Yes.
And she was out with the people. Frank was a little bashful.
Mm-hmm. A little quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little bashful. Nothing against Frank. I always liked Frank. We got along very well together.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Really a good guy. Mm-hmm.
And he started something that...
Gee, for 25 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, you know, starting out with just a couple shows, a couple.
Well, he started out, I think, in his kitchen doing shows
yes.
from 5 to 7
oh.
or something. And then deciding, well, maybe we should do this.
Yeah, to take it up to another level like that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And to get into a building.
Yes. Old building, little blacksmith shop.
The old blacksmith shop in Surgeonsville. I know that. When the Surgeonsville Inn burned down,
mm-hmm.
or it didn't particularly burn down because the walls are still there. They're all stone.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I understand they're going to have it rebuilt on the inside by December.
They're already working on
yeah.
it, yes.
Mm-hmm. I lost 16 pieces of artwork in that fire.
Oh, no.
I had 16
wow.
pieces on the walls there. But I know Carla sent me an email at 4 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, the inn's burning. And if you've got artwork over there, it's probably gone.
Oh!
And I know Carla was up worried that the flames were going to come over
yeah,
and start the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
But fortunately, the fire company kept everything down.
Yes.
And none of the buildings in Surgeonsville got caught.
There was no breeze, no wind, which was yeah. great. Because that was scary, yeah. It was
yeah.
a surprise. I mean, shock. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I said to my wife, got out of bed, and I said... I just lost 16 pieces of artwork because the surgeon's villain burned down. And she said, well, you heartless bastard. She said, oh, no. What about all the people that work there?
Oh.
And I said, well, you're right.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'm going to tell you, Joe, the owner, got everybody that worked there jobs in other restaurants in the area.
See that? Wow.
And they're all probably going to all come back once he opens the restaurant again.
Yeah. So, how about that? Oh.
But that place was always one of my favorite places to go.
Oh, yeah. Neat building. I mean, the history there. Now, the little ice house is safe.
Yeah, I noticed the ice house and the little section next to it looked like it didn't get touched at all. And the ice house is where all the ghosts were.
Oh, my.
That's when...
oh, boy.
A lot of the... Well, there used to be a bartender there that told me she was closing up, and she went back and saw the old guy sitting in a rocking chair, and she said, I never went back there again.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that.
Now, somebody else told me if the roof goes off of a building that has ghosts, the ghosts leave.
Oh.
So I don't know if that's an old wives' tale or whatever.
Oh, but my.
It'll be interesting to find out if he still has ghosts. Because Joe, I had Joe on the radio at WDBR, and he said, right after he bought the place, he's down in the kitchen, which was in the basement.
Mm.
And he said, we were closed. We'd closed everything. I'm down there making sauces, and I hear people walking upstairs.
Oh, boy.
So he said, I thought somebody didn't get out. So I went up, and there was nobody there.
Oh, boy.
So they used to see a ghost down in the kitchen.
Okay.
A ghost of a woman.
Oh, boy.
So it's got its history. It's been around. Well, the ice house was originally where they put dead bodies.
Okay.
And they kept them on ice. And then that was added on to the, but that used to be Surgeonsville. That's where they like the morgue kind of thing.
Oh, my. So, okay.
So that could be ghosts. I got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back with Susan, and we're going to wrap this thing up in a few minutes. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Okay, we're back. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney. And I'm here with my friend Susan Rose, and we're just chatting.
Just chatting, yeah.
I do a show every now and then with my friend Bill Tucker. We usually call it Two Guys Talking About Absolutely Nothing. But usually, because Bill worked for CNN, I worked for Newsweek, we usually end up talking news.
Okay, yeah.
And it's nice not to just sit and talk news. We've been talking a little bit about music. And as I said, and as I explained to everybody, I'm not a big music person. Though Susan does 3 hours every Wednesday of music.
Bluegrass, or I throw a little traditional country in, too. And
yeah.
But have a little fun, talk about chickens or dogs or something. I mix it up and have fun on a Wednesday morning.
Well, it's a nice way to get up and get started in the morning. I can remember leaving there many times on a Saturday morning after doing the all-night diner. Leaving there. And I'll tell you, the listeners there were incredible, because I can remember once saying, well, I've been here all night. I think I'm going to go out and get some breakfast somewhere. And I get a phone call from somebody who said, do you want to come over to our house? We got sausage and eggs. And I said, no, I was just saying that. I'm going to go home. But one Thanksgiving, because I had to do a show, and I said, well, I missed my Thanksgiving meal, and Jethro's wife called me and said, you want me to send in some food with Jethro? I said, no, please. I'm teasing. Because what I'll do, and what I used to do, is I'll just go over to Jake's afterwards, and okay, I'll have a drink and probably have something to eat there. So don't bring me in. But Jethro's wife called and said, because Jethro was coming in after me, and said, I'll send food with Jethro. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, yes.
And Jethro's still there, right?
Oh, yes, he is. He does his Thursday show in the evening, 7 p.m.
And yeah, 7 to 10, I think.
And he loves his Dylan.
I know he does. I know he likes Bob Dylan. He plays a lot of Dylan. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because I like Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
But, but Jethro's a good guy.
He is. He's a good guy.
You probably still have the majority of people that I knew are probably still there. I know that Jim Jordan and Diane left.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear from them now and then.
Sure, yeah.
In fact, I hear from a lot of people now and then. But no, and I think you probably still have a lot of the same people.
Yes, we have a lot of new ones as well. But, well, we have our, I guess we'll call them the hardcore group. We got a few that have been there a lot longer than I have.
Oh, there's some.
Yeah.
Now, I know Victoria said they weren't doing a show anymore, but they did a show for 20 years.
Yes, yes.
Now, John Cole is still there, I think. Thursday night's Tempest.
Well, he's actually moved, but...
Oh, he did?
He did move, I believe, to Florida, because his wife had business.
Ah.
Was moved. However, he gets a chance. He'll come up, and he'll fill in here and there, or sit in with
someone.
I'm
going to have to send him... I haven't talked to him in a while. I have to send him... I have his email. I'm going to have to send him an email and find... I didn't know that.
Yes, he misses the radio station very much.
Well, I taught him how to do the board. I taught a few people there.
Yes.
How to do the board, but I taught John particularly.
Oh, yeah. He loves radio so much. And
yeah, he was... And he was kind of... his show was kind of like a Paul Harvey kind of show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He talked about a lot of things in the news and a lot of things that were going on. Yeah. I always thought he used to come on after I did at one point, and I would listen to him on my drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought he was good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize he's in Florida.
Yes, but he gets up here every chance he can.
Well, I can tell you, tonight I'm going to send him an email
and say,
hey, where are you?
Yes, yes.
But he's a good guy. We're down to a minute. Is there anything? Oh, you wanted to talk about
the that's all right. Oh, no,
let's hurry up. Let's talk about
June
it.
June 13th, that's this Saturday. We've got we're calling it a memorial concert for Frank Knapp, our founder.
Okay.
And from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Virginia Knapp-Rano Cultural Arts Center right there, downtown Surgeonsville, New Jersey, Mark Miklos and Louis Setzer and friends. And they're bluegrass, but they got a twang of country. And let me tell you, they're two of the most popular bluegrass bands in New Jersey.
And it's at 5 o'clock?
6 till 8.
Oh, 6 to 8. I'm sorry.
Get there early because refreshments and food is available.
Okay. And the cost?
$15 admission.
Okay.
And that's, again, a benefit. Goes to the memorial thoughts of Frank Knapp-Rano. Goes right back to the radio station.
Yeah, okay.
And again, we're nonprofit. And
I'm sorry, should
have. Hey, I had a lot of fun. Don't worry.
We should have talked about this earlier. See, this is the problem. I'm old. We're going to do this before I came in, and then I just.
That's all right.
Okay, so that's this Saturday.
This Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great show. Everybody, the audience loves them.
Okay.
Great show.
Terrific.
Get there early and. Come on and have some vittles and stuff.
That does it.
Okay, that was great. It was fast. I had a lot of fun.
And I'm going to be playing the news, and I'll be right back covering Larry Cartwright's show with my guest, Ron Van Horn. So we'll be right back after these messages and the news. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, thank you, my friend. It was great.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is in Germany at the G7 summit. The group discussed many subjects, including cybersecurity.
This problem is not going to go away. It is going to accelerate. And that means that we have to be as nimble, as aggressive, and as well-resourced as those who are trying to break into these systems.
They also discuss the problem of ISIS in Iraq.
We don't yet have a complete strategy because it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well about how recruitment takes place, how that training takes place.
During the summit, all sides agreed that Iran must curb its nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. The deadline for a deal is June 30th. Meanwhile, in Tehran, Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian is back in court for the second closed-door hearing in his espionage trial. U.S. officials have criticized his arrest. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 8 pieces of chicken, new Kentucky baked beans, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist.